Yeah, I can feel your tonsils on my cock.
That's a huge bitch!
Oh boy, that
feels
good.
Oh, there it is! Oh my god!
Oh, here, let me fuck your face again then. It'll be. Oh, right there. Oh, right there.
I know. You're probably getting really aggravated with me. Like, why the fuck are you starting every show with Dick Delaware? And I'm sorry, I have to honor the man's memory. Plus, it just fucking cracks me up. You just have no idea. If you're not familiar with the Dick Delaware thing, okay, it's a porn video. It's 17 minutes long. Dick Delaware, I've talked about him a million times. If you don't know who he is, you can look him up. But anyway, 17 minutes. Which is an eternity when someone goes, hup, hup, when they're having sex. And I took all of his famous one-liners off of that one pornographic adult video, and I made them into a soundboard. And I cannot get enough of that shit. It is so fucking funny. I mean, ladies, what would you do? You take a guy home from the bar. I'm not saying that you're that kind of girl, but let's just hypothetically say that you're not a whore. You know, I mean, you're not a slut. You're not easy, hypothetically. And you take a guy home after you've only known him a few hours and you decide to sleep with him. And he's a good-looking guy. He's got a great body and he's got all the moves. And he's really got you on fire, okay? He's really turning you on. And then during sex, he goes, hup. Oh, yeah. Oh, right there. Hup. Oh, yeah. That's the one. Hup. Oh, very tight. Really tight. Really tight. Hup. Like, not only is he, like, narrating the sex completely, but he's going up every 3 to 5 seconds. Now, it's funny in small doses. But again, I want you to imagine getting railed by a guy and then count to 17 minutes. Count 60 seconds. 17 times, and imagine that guy's hupping in your ear, and that's why I find it so fucking funny. I can't believe that it exists. I can't believe that it happened. I can't believe that someone didn't pull him aside and say, listen, Dick, Mr. Delaware, may I call you Dick, Mr. Delaware, is there any reason why you make those noises when you're having sex? And he's like, what do you mean?
What?
Because he also does it when he talks. you know, you like what you just did right there. What do you mean?
What?
Yeah, that right there. You do that after everything you say. I do?
What?
Yes, you do, Dick. And during sex, you do it a lot. Oh, I hadn't even noticed.
What?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I do that.
What?
Well, I guess you're just going to have to work around
what?
It. So, sorry, it'll eventually fizzle out, probably not. But anyway, hi, I'm Joey Valentine, and welcome to Fat Guy Loves Cake, in case you didn't already know that. It's February 28th, 2024. Holy crap, it's the last day of February. That Black History Month went by real fast, didn't it? And I've got a couple of things. We're going to have a serious show. We're going to have an actual, honest-to-God, serious-type episode. I mean, with it being the last day of Black History Month, which Morgan Freeman, by the way, says is stupid. I'm just saying, it's Morgan Freeman. He is God. He said Black History Month is stupid, but I do love my African-American brothers and sisters with the same amount of love as I do any other race, which is none. So I am going to do some race. You'll like I do anything else. Like I talk about anything else. It's like, you know, Joe, with you, it's either hup, and Dick Delaware, or it's about race. Yeah, well, those are two of my favorite subjects. Sex and race. Just don't you go race mixing. Don't, what was that from? Anyway, so let's get to the first article I have for you today regarding race. This one is funny. I didn't I thought I misunderstood it when I read the title until I read it later, but I still wanted to use it because I was really, really hoping that this guy was white. But this is the article coming from Fox News. Chicago cop sues city for right to change his race after department allows officers to change genders. Now, of course, you all know we're living in a time where everyone's lost their fucking mind and people are changing their genders left and right. They're inventing genders. They're inventing pronouns. They're using neo pronouns. Everyone's fucking crazy. It's like, who can out crazy the craziest? And in this day and age, with that also comes cops changing gender. And which, yes, I do have a problem with, because we hold the police, we should hopefully hold the police force to a higher standard than civilians, which means they must act like better humans, which means they must follow the law even more than regular civilians. And it also means that they should be mentally fit to do their job. I don't want police on the road who are having gender dysphoria. That kind of mental instability with a gun leads to very bad things. As we've seen in the past year, there have been multiple mass shootings involving transgender people that the news has been trying to just brush right the fuck under the rug, and like it didn't have anything to do with them being transgender, which it 100% fucking did, which is why they've not released any journals, anything that had to do with their manifesto, or why they did the shooting in the first place. When it was, that's because the news does not need that kind of bad publicity on the transgender community when they're backing them and trying to stir the pot in America right now. But I digress. I do not need to get into that. This is a cop who is trying to change his race. Now, when I first saw the title of the article, I thought, okay, this is a cop being a jerk, being a dick and a jerk. He's being a dirk. And I thought, you know, he's just being like I would be, you know, like, oh, well, if everybody wants to change their fucking gender, well, then I'll change my race. I'm now black, you know, because that's exactly what I would do. And I would fucking sue to get it done if I knew that my fellow police officers were becoming men to women and women to men, because that's just fucking idiocy, okay? So but he's not white. He is actually like Sudanese or Egyptian. We'll get to it, but here, let me read this for you. A Chicago police officer is suing the city to change his race on his official records after the department said it would allow officers to freely change their gender to match their identity. Mohammed Yusuf, 43, said in a federal civil rights lawsuit filed last week that he is looking to change from Caucasian, as he currently identifies as Egyptian and African American. However, the Chicago Police Department is not allowing him to change his race. Now, this happened because when Mohammed became a police officer, which was like 20 something years ago, there were only three options. There was white, black, Hispanic, and that's it, which is fucking crazy, right? I mean, which says something about how behind the times that the Chicago Police Department was, because there's no fucking way that just 20 years ago that you could possibly think that there weren't American citizens of other nationalities. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Mohammed Yusuf is Egyptian and African American by genetics, okay? But he's an American born citizen, okay? So him having to pick one that's not even on there, he's not even identified, and especially to not have Middle Eastern. I mean, Middle Eastern and Indian and things like that. These people have been in our country for fucking ever, okay? So to think that they wouldn't be American born citizens, you know, like there couldn't be that kind of brown people wearing badges in Chicago is asinine. So somebody dropped the fucking ball on that. So he, of course, as I read it earlier, but he chose white because he didn't know what to choose. So according to the lawsuit, Yusuf alleges that he had been repeatedly overlooked for promotions due to his Caucasian race. So this is what's fucking hilarious about this. It's not funny for him, but it's hilarious to me. This guy took the sergeant's exam, all right, and he aced it. He got in like the top fucking 1%, all right? Like should have been an automatic promotion for him to become a sergeant. And he feels that he's not getting the job because he is listed as Caucasian. So this is a motherfucker, right? Like, this is hilarious. Dude is Egyptian and African American, all right? But they're giving minorities the sergeant's job over him because he checked the box white 21 years ago, and they won't let him change it because of some sort of, well, let me read it to you. The 20-year veteran of the Chicago Police Department points in his lawsuit to CPD's promotion system that particularly benefits minority candidates, even if they do not score well. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's, which is affirmative action. We all know that affirmative action is fucking stupid, and that's why they got rid of it, because you can't just give people jobs because they were born a certain color. That's stupid, and it leads to bad business. Would you want someone building bridges that got the job just because they were black or brown, you know, as opposed to a white guy who had an engineering degree? Like, no, let this black guy who's only ever worked at McDonald's, let's let him build the bridge. That's what affirmative action was doing. Not quite to that extent, but what I'm saying is it was taking qualified people and not giving them jobs based on their race, and then taking very underqualified people and giving them the jobs because of race. And it's not racist for me to say that. That's fucking stupid. Like, please don't give underqualified black people jobs. Don't give underqualified anyone a fucking job anymore. It doesn't matter what color they are. If a guy walks into an office and he can't do a job, he's not any good at it, he shouldn't be fucking hired for it. If a guy walks into an office and he's got all the credentials you're looking for and you really like him and you think he'd be a good fit for the job, you should hire him. Race should never fucking play a factor. You can't just give someone something. It doesn't, in fact, if anything, it hinders the black community to hand them over into jobs that they are not qualified for. If you want to give the black community something that they can really benefit from, give them education. Give them free fucking college. Give everyone free fucking college while you're at it. I don't know why the fuck we have to pay for that. But if you really want to, you know, even the scale, if you want to make it more 50-50, or as I can see the Democratic Party is trying to do, really fucking lean it over into the favor of the black people, because God forbid we ever just move the fuck on from the slavery thing, you know, that I have nothing to do with, and either did my parents or their parents or their parents. But yet we still need to talk about paying people who never fucking picked cotton a day in their life. And you're going to give jobs to people who now, all you're doing is making them feel entitled, and it's going to making a fucking generation of crybabies, which here we are. You give and you give and you give, and it's never enough, because that's human nature. So that's exactly, so Yusuf here is getting screwed because of things like, this is not an affirmative action program, but it's very similar. In fact, it's worse because they can't get rid of it. Yusuf specifically claims that he scored in the first promotional tier on the sergeant's exam in 2019, but he was not promoted then, and he has still not received the promotion. Since that time, he alleges in the lawsuit to have seen over 75 merit promotions to sergeant, with less than 5 going to candidates who identify as Caucasian. 75 people were promoted ahead of Yusuf to sergeant since he aced his exam. And less than 5, I guess he means 4, of those 75 were white. And that's a fucked statistic, considering how many white people versus black people there are in America and in Chicago, for that matter. Even though there are a lot of black people in Chicago, it couldn't be more than 50-50, which it's not. It's this, black people still only make up 13% of America. Let's not forget that, okay? So even in highly concentrated areas, black people will still only make up 20 to 25%, unless you're in like Harlem or Detroit or something. Yusuf said he first joined the force in 2004, and at the time the department only offered 3 race selections: Caucasian, black, and Hispanic. He chose Caucasian, and it was put on his official record. Now the department offers over 9 different racial designations for incoming officers, but it is stopping him from changing his race to more accurately reflect his identity due to a blanket prohibition against changing an officer's race. After repeated rejections of Yusuf, like, seriously deserving to have his race changed because the man is not white, no one named Mohammed Yusuf is a fucking white human being. And he claims he was told he would first have to produce a DNA test before his race could be changed on his record. He then provided the results of a 23andMe genetic test, which showed his heritage and race. But the department ultimately said it was not possible to change his official record, he claims. The racial identity policy ban intentionally discriminates against certain individuals based on personally identifiable characteristics like race, is what the suit alleges. So that's pretty fudged up, huh, folks? Yes, it is. That's really all I got to say on that. I mean, I don't really, I'm not going to go on and on about it because obviously this man deserves to have his race changed. And if people can tuck their dicks and go to work as a different sex, then that's just fucking crazy. But let's just move on to the second article I have today. Now, this one is a doozy. Black professor forced to get armed security after showing cops don't kill blacks disproportionately. Now, this is something I've been saying for a long time, and it's something that BLM and a general mass part of the African-American community believes that they are killed disproportionately. They believe that more black people are killed than anyone else. And I've been saying, if you just look at the fucking stats, which are not skewed, I got into an argument with a guy who was like, well, all stats are just made to look like that. No, they're not, okay? There's more white people in this country than there are black people, and there's more white people killed than black people in this country. And it is not a disproportionate amount. It's actually, there are way more white people killed, and not because of there being more white people in this country. There's more white people killed in this country because there's just more white people killed in this country. It's not... Look, people who don't obey the law, who get killed. I watch a lot of cop shows. Every fucking time. There's a great YouTube channel called Police Activity, which shows every body cam video available to the public. I mean, they upload them daily because there are shootings daily. I can't believe it, but there are. They're not always fatal, but they're uploaded daily. And every single one of them that someone gets shot, whether fatally or non-fatally, is because they didn't fucking listen. And I'm not talking about some cop who's demeaning them, putting them down, telling them that they're like treating them like a dog, being racist, being abusive. I'm talking about a cop says, well, sir, I smell marijuana. For example, I smell marijuana coming out of the car. Well, could you go ahead and step out for me? And then they get all fucking froggy. Cop says, I'm going to detain you. Now, if you don't understand what detaining someone means, that doesn't mean they're under arrest. Yes, people actually do get detained and handcuffed, and then released on the spot. They detain you for their own safety because the cop's about to search you. He's about to search your car, and he doesn't want you pulling a gun on him, which they almost always fucking do. And I'm not talking about black people. I'm talking about criminals. So every time a cop says, sir, could you get out of the car? They either fucking floor it, and they take off, or they get out of the car, and then he's like, what's this about? And the cop starts to put the handcuffs on him. As soon as the bracelets come out, that's when they go, whoa, whoa, and they start getting all tense. They don't need to do that. If you haven't broken the law, and a cop's trying to detain you and put the cuffs on you, just let him do it, because he can't take you to jail for no reason if you haven't broken the law. And if he does, then sue the shit out of him. Nowadays, cops are being so careful that they don't fuck up, because lawsuits are happening like crazy. If a cop pulls you over, then you know in your heart that you got nothing he can bust you for, and he wants to put you in cuffs and take you to jail, fucking let him, because when you get out, you're about to get six figures. If you are about to commit a crime, or if you have a gun on you, if you have drugs on you, then yes, of course you're going to act like that. And these protesters come out every time a black man gets killed, and they go, oh, another black man killed by the police. No, another black man that you've seen getting killed by the police because it's on the news. How about we air all of the white people that were killed this week by the police? Lots of them. And anytime, like, there's a black man that's killed by the police, but he's, like, blatantly in violation of the law, like he's sitting on top of a rooftop with a fucking Gatling gun and he mows down six cops, where's BLM then after they shoot this guy? BLM's never there. It's only, he had his hands up. No, he didn't have his hands up. Or he didn't. Anyway, if you get pulled over, even Chris Rock made a great thing about this as a comedy sketch. You know, he said, if you get pulled over, shut the fuck up. Do as you're told. Give him your license. Say thank you, officer. I'm white, and I was taught to respect police officers. I was taught when I'm pulled over that I do as I'm told. And I learned the hard way that if you don't, as a white person, okay, I once told a cop, not told, I said, what the fuck are you looking at? And guess what? He Rodney Kinged my ass. He threw me on the car, and he roughed me the fuck up. Okay. Didn't have anything to do with my color. It had to do with how I treated the police officer. Every time that I've been pulled over in my life, I've handed over my driver's license, my insurance, if I had it, and I've said, yes, sir, no, sir. I've signed the ticket, or I've politely gone to jail for the crimes that I know damn good and well I committed and they caught me for. And I've never had a gun pulled on me, and I've never been shot by the police, and I've never died because of my crimes. It's amazing how that works, because I've been to jail like 1,000 fucking times. I'm not proud of this fact, but I've been to jail in my life probably 30 plus times. And I have been pulled over an equal, if not more, amount of times, and no guns, no violence, no death, no beating, no knee on the back, no any of that shit. And it wasn't because I'm white. It wasn't anything. It had nothing to do with my race. It had to do with cooperation. That's all cops want. They are egomaniacs. And a lot of them are bad people. But they are egomaniacs. Give them what they want. If they tell you to do something, do it. If you know you got some shit on you and they're going to find it, that's on you, dude. You can't sit there and blame the police. If a cop says, I smell marijuana, or if a cop thinks you look suspect, so fucking what? If a cop, look, I used to walk around Dallas with a fucking mohawk on, and cops would literally just, I'm talking about, I was walking on a sidewalk, and cops would pull over and fuck with me because they'd say I looked like I didn't belong, or I looked like I was breaking the law, or I looked like I was about to break the law, or I looked like the guy who would break the law. Now, you can't tell me that's not fucking discrimination. I was just a punk rocker. I was a kid with a fucking blonde black mohawk with a leather jacket with spikes on it. And cops kept constantly coming up to me and thinking that I looked like I was breaking the law. Well, guess what? I fucking was most of the time. And, you know, like, I mean, and there were times when I wasn't. But I wasn't like, this is bullshit. I completely understood why the fuck they would come. When something looks out of place, it's called suspicious. If I know it's not, we all want the world to be perfect, like racial harmony, which is an impossibility. But if a predominantly white neighborhood where, say, like the police are pretty familiar with the people who live there, if a black man is suddenly in that neighborhood, it raises suspicion because, well, they know no black people live there, or because, you know, like, why is he in, what is he doing here? Is he working? Is he doing a job? It's people just being safe. And it, to you, it sounds like racism, but again, I wouldn't pin that down as racism, as more like looking out for yourself. I would call the cops on any fucking colored person I didn't recognize that was wandering around my neighborhood. Like, if there was a dude on foot, because I know every motherfucker that lives in my neighborhood, you understand? Every fucking one of them. I know what they look like. I know when they go to work. I know their cars, the cars they drive. I know their kids. I know their pets. All right. And I'm talking about 100 different houses up and down the street. I know every fucking person on it because I've been living here for 12 years. I've seen them all enough times to know their habits. I've listened to their dogs bark. I've seen their kids play. I've seen the police called on certain houses. People talk, people gossip. You get to know certain people. So if a man, regardless of color, came walking into my neighborhood and was pacing around, you're goddamn right I would call the cops. I would say, could you please come check out this guy? Because he's eyeballing houses and I don't like the looks of him. And I don't give a shit that he's black or Mexican or white. I fucking don't like the fact that he looks like he might be up to no good. That's why people get fucked with in neighborhoods when they look like they don't belong. It's not a fucking race thing. Not always, but it can be. I admit it. I know there is, and racism does exist. Let's not fucking fool ourselves. But you can't just like, I can't go right to that every time. I'm getting completely derailed here. This black professor, I wanted to share this with you guys. This black professor forced to get armed security after showing cops don't kill blacks disproportionately. And what I'm saying is that in this article, this black professor published a paper that let me just read it for you. Economist Roland Fryer was caught in a frenzy after publishing a paper that found no racial bias in police shootings, recalling that he had colleagues warning him that his study could be career-ending. The Harvard professor, this is a professor from Harvard, shared his experience with Barry Weiss, a journalist for the Free Press, when he published a paper researching racial bias in Houston policing. Houston, where I'm from, major city, a major black population. He recalled that people around him approved of the first portion of the paper that found police were twice as likely to use non-fatal force against black and Hispanics than those of other races. The issue came with the latter part of a study that found not only were blacks not more likely to be shot at than their white counterparts, but it was more likely police would use their firearms against white suspects. Okay, so this is a black Harvard professor who published a paper saying that white people are more likely to be shot by the police. Well, I guess we've kind of known that all along, haven't we? But when groups like BLM come out and they make it seem like, when you hear those birds chirping, and make it sound like black people are picked on, it makes everyone wants to be a victim. It doesn't have to be fucking black to play the card of the victim card. You just got to be not white and not man, not a man, not white, and not cisgender, not a heterosexual, a God-fearing white man who pays his bills and works a job and doesn't break the law is the fucking enemy of the state right now. All right. He recalled people around him. Fryer shared that even he was surprised with the results. He recruited 8 fresh research assistants to redo the data, and they found the same exact results. He had 8 research assistants. They came up with the results that said that white people were more likely to be shot by the police. And then he went, holy shit, I'm a black Harvard professor. I got to make sure that I'm right about this. And he got a whole new panel, 8 brand new fucking assistants. And they came up with the exact same results. So when he confirmed the data and was ready to share it, he said that's when all hell broke loose. It was a 104-page dense academic economics paper with a 150-page appendix. He stated it was posted for 4 minutes before I got my first email that this is full of shit. He shared that his colleagues doubted the results, pointing to flaws in the methods he used, despite the fact that they used the same methods in their own research. I had colleagues take me into the side and say, don't publish this. You'll ruin your career, he said. I said, what are you talking about? I said, what's wrong with it? Do you believe the first part? Yes. Do you believe the second part? Well, the issue is they don't fit together. Fryer said that his colleagues told him if the second half of his study also showed bias in police violence, that he should publish it in full. But as it was, it shouldn't be a single study. Even then Dean of Harvard, Claudine Gay, claimed his research exhibited a pattern of behavior that did not meet the expectations of the university. Fryer then shared a story about how he had to be escorted by a bodyguard to go buy diapers for his newborn because of the immense backlash he faced for his findings. So this poor man, as does the internet, this poor man goes and says the truth. He does a research paper and he publishes his findings. And now the poor man is getting death threats. He's having to be escorted out of his house to go to the fucking store to buy diapers for his newborn because people are so angry at him, like he's some sort of race traitor. Like the man himself is like, I wasn't expecting those results. That's why I did it again. And I got the same thing. I was looking to publish a paper that said black people were killed more than white people. But lo and behold, I was wrong. I did it again. I was still wrong. I can't believe it. White people are killed more than black people. And then Harvard was like, no, we don't want you publishing something like that because it goes against their agenda, which is, as you can see in colleges nowadays, is pushing college students to do anything they want, like back Hamas, but to back terrorism, when clearly after massacring 1,300 Jews in Israel is not enough reason to go in and start a war. Apparently, Israel is way out of line by going in there and trying to take out the terrorist group that killed 1,300 innocent people in a slaughter that I watched on video, that I've seen actually most definitely happened and was gruesome and gave me nightmares. So I don't want to hear any bullshit. These people in my country, in my beautiful America, my Ronald Reagan Coke-loving 1980s America is gone, and I'm sick and tired of this warped version, this watered-down, saturated-with-evil version of America it has become. it makes me sick, and it's got to stop. And I think with anything, like, I don't know, me being an alcoholic or me overeating and being a fat ass, you have to hit the fucking rockest bottom you can, and then you will start to make a turnaround. And I believe America has just about gotten there. I don't think that, I mean, we've got people, I watched videos yesterday of people doing TED Talks, literally saying that we are going to have to accept pedophiles into our society because they are people too, and they need to be treated as such because they have a problem, they have a condition, and that they need to be treated and they need to be defended. And I mean, I couldn't believe my eyes and ears that I was hearing. And I fucking called this. I said last year, I said, with all these people, every time a new group gets accepted, like when after gays became widely accepted in America, it wasn't weird enough for people to be gay. So mentally disabled people started doing the transgender thing and tucking their dicks and cutting off their genitals. And now that that's being forced upon us and sort of, I guess, becoming accepted, and I wouldn't say accepted so much as being forced in a very Nazi-like type of fucking fashion. Yes, I will compare the transgender community and its agenda to the Nazis because they're fucking forcing people to either accept them or suffer the consequences. And I said it a year ago. I said once the transgender community becomes accepted, it is only a matter of time before the most vile, evil human beings in this country will also be accepted, and that would be the lovers of children. The, you know what I mean. You know who I'm talking about. I don't need to say what it is. And I'll be goddamned if I'm going to accept those people into society. Those people need to be castrated, exiled, taken off this fucking earth, this planet. The idea of the things they do make me so violently ill to my stomach that I want to start punching the wall. I can't believe that they're not only that that exists, but that there are so fucking many of them. I mean, they're everywhere. They're like Dallas Cowboys fans. They're in every fucking city and every fucking neighborhood. I gotta wrap this up, folks. Thank you for listening to me rant. Sorry it wasn't as funny as usual, but I hope you enjoyed the show. Fat Guy Loves Cake with Joey Valentine. You can reach me at fatguylovescake@yahoo.com. If you or anyone you know would like to be a guest on the show, please give me a message. It's Wednesday. We only got a couple days to go until the weekend. Hope everybody has a great rest of their week. Make sure you get your pets spayed and neutered. Make sure you beat your children's asses when they need it. And please be nice. I will see you on Friday.